I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us have had one of those really bad days during the course of our lives. The kind of day that turns into a genuine nightmare. The kind of day that haunts us until our last breath. The kind of day we'd like to erase from our lives if only it were possible. If we're fortunate, we figure out a way to move on. And if we're really fortunate, we manage to turn tragedy into a rich collection of compelling lessons that last a lifetime. And that's what happened with Miguel Rosario, who shares his beliefs in this encore essay. So, Miguel, tell me about the early years of your life. Where were you born?
I was born in Providence, Rhode Island, 1988. I got sent to the Dominican Republic to live with my grandmother, my father's mother. And I believe in 1995, we moved back to Providence, and I did my first grade here. In 96, we moved back to Puerto Rico, and I did my second, third, fourth grade there. Fifth and sixth grade, I did in Dominican Republic. And I came back in 2003 to Providence, Rhode Island, finished my high school year, eighth grade in high school.
Was it at all difficult for you moving around so much?
In Puerto Rico, I feel it was, because every year I was going to a different school, but I always look forward going back to the Dominican Republic, back to my small town, which I had all my friends there.
Now, as an adolescent, you began to have some difficulty that got you in trouble with the police. Tell me about that.
There was a time where a friend of mine got shot. And then some guys that I know, they wanted to get revenge. And my friend, one of the guys that I knew, he couldn't go to his house to get a gun. And me and my brother got him one. And they went back and revenged on the guy. And unfortunately, they shot the guy and the kid ended up dead. And 2 weeks later, I ended up in a training school in July 2006, like extremely confused because everything happened so fast, back to back to back.
What was it like for you when you first went to the training school?
I went with a state of mind where I had to like watch my back and everybody was going to be so tough and I was going to be ready to fight all the time and all this crazy stuff. But it was a very, very controlled environment, you know? So I did really great there. I ended up working in the kitchen. I was doing laundry. And about the winter of 2006, I met Bert Kranker for AS220, and he taught a small drawing class. It was just a great outlet to be there. July 29, 2007, I got released.
Tell me about the AS220 program that you were exposed to at the training school.
I did find out about it in the training school when I met Bert. And then I took a photography class with Scott Lapham, which it blew my mind. When I did photography, we did a pinhole photography, which we built our own cameras, made our boxes. And now I'm teaching the same photo classes that I took with Scott. I'm teaching at Wiscott there about 5 years later, which is pretty amazing, at least for me.
Who are the people who have influenced you the most in your life?
I'm very influenced in my Dominican heritage, but being here, part of AS20 and the artist communities have taught me great values of being a neighbor, being part of a community, and that's one of the things I love, that hopefully I can go back to Dominican Republic and have put some of these skills to work over there and have community-based programs there where community help each other. I'm just a simple Dominican kid from Providence who I guess got lucky meeting the right people. And people, I feel all people always deserve a chance because we never know what could happen.
Miguel Rosario spent his earliest years growing up in the Caribbean and Providence. His passion for photography started in 2009 when he began documenting life in his ancestral Dominican town of Monción. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.